You see, this is more than music, it's more than CD, it's more than radio, and it's more than TV. More than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than selling things hiding in your closets. More than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry, preachers, even more than your church. It's more than me, and it's more than you. More than Gentiles, and it's more than Jews. More than Obama, more than Hillary. More than if you really ain't feeling me. More than a butler, more than a maid. More than tomorrow, more than yesterday. More than your big hat, suits and ties. More than half-truths, more than whole lies. More than who's wrong, more than who's right. More than your kids, more than my wife. More than where I live, more than what I drive. More than what's yours, more than what's mine. More than my hair, more than your clothes. More than my friends, more than your foes. More than my silver, more than your gold. All of this don't add up to your soul. Woo!
Loving it. Welcome, March 14, 2010, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Yesterday, there was a blackout in Staten Island, New York. I was pretty much without power for, I'd say, a good 24 hours. So I sat down on the couch with nothing to do and contemplated with the Lord. I meditated with the Lord. And I tried to understand how we could bring Christian unity to us and here in America. Let's get one thing straight before I go into any readings. We are all brothers and sisters through baptism. If you were baptized, you were baptized in the Holy Spirit. For 15 centuries, there was a universal Christian church. If you go in any dictionary under Catholic, it says universal Christian church. Now, bishops, the apostles, oh, we have a new website. Let me get to that too. www.soldiersofchrist.us. It is the Soldiers of Christ Apostolic Outreach of New York. We don't ask for money. We ask that you do one good deed for another person and carry it on and teach our youth that through Jesus you can be saved. For 15 centuries, there was a church, which was the universal church, which is handed to Peter, then the apostles, and the apostles appointed other men. Now, let's keep in mind, no church is perfect. There's problems in the Catholic Church, there's problems in the Protestant Church, there's problems in born-again churches. For every 12, there's a Judas. Remember that. One person betrayed Jesus. So what would make you not think that other people would be betrayed? Now, people were appointed by bishops, apostles appointed bishops, and so on and so forth, and then they priests and deacons. And, of course, there definitely was a bad egg that came out of the batch. Maybe some tried to change tradition. And when people say, oh, tradition of men, no, tradition of the Bible, understand it. Jesus created the church. We are all Christians. So if I could sit here and say to you, it's a universal thing, and that's going to reach you better, then that's what it is. We are all universal Christians. Because you had a beef with a priest, or a certain parish, does not sanctify you to leave and bash the church, which is Christ's bride. See, us Catholics, we're Christian. I'm a Christian. I happen to practice my Catholic faith. But just like society is today, how they label people with color in classes, they labeled us as Catholics as they labeled the Protestants. Jesus is in every church. The Holy Spirit is in every church. Jesus instituted seven sacraments. Baptism, You have reconciliation and penance. Okay? Baptism takes away the original sin. You get your Holy Communion, which gives you the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Remembrance and symbolic do not mean the same thing. Doing it in remembrance of him is doing it and practicing it and giving it a memorial every time and every day there is a Mass. There is a Mass every day. You can choose not to go or not to go. Any denomination you go to, they want you on church on Sunday. Sometimes there may be a time where you can't get there. Today I could not get to church, so I sat here and I read prayers. And I read out things that were said at church. And I'll get into the first reading. And it just shows us all here that no matter how perfect you strive to be, you will fail. See, when you get instituted with the baptized of the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are now human. And you will endure pain, you will endure affliction, you will endure all these problems. May it be anger, may it be a drug problem, maybe it be a drinking problem. But the Lord is testing you to see if you persevere. God is never going to send you to hell unless you really want to go there. That's why Catholics believe in purgatory. My definition of purgatory is, this is what I feel, this is not the opinion of the church. I am a radio show host. I am a parishioner like all of you. I just happen to preach in a different way. I believe it's the waiting out of the gates. There's a book out there called 90 Minutes in Heaven from Don Piper, Baptist preacher. He died 90 minutes. He was in the gates waiting, heard the angels speaking. Great book. You should go out and buy it. It's called 90 Minutes in Heaven. I believe that that's where you stay. Because think about it today. If you were to die tonight, are you really ready to go meet your maker? But if you love him and you have him in your heart, he's going to give you a place to purify yourself. You're not going straight to hell because you did something wrong. I hear people say, oh, well, we have a wafer and grape juice because we don't want to go drinking again. You're human. You will make mistakes. How strong are you? Could you take the body and blood? He said, take this. This is the wine. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. He didn't take grape juice. He took the bread, which is wheat. Same thing. The Eucharist is made of wheat. Let me get in the first reading, and then we're going to get into a Chris joint. Because, you know, I feel that I need to reach the children more. And reaching the children with the gospel, sometimes I can speak all I need to speak. But music sometimes pertains and gets in their brains a little more. But let's get to the first reading, and then we're going to get into Chris, which is a great song. It's going to be I Do Love You. It's going to come right after the first reading. The first reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you. While the Israelites were encamped in Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On the same day after Passover, on which they ate the produce of the land, manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that their year ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. Now some people may say, not understanding it, manna ceased is not bad news. No longer means that now, with God's help, they'll provide for themselves. God's given us baptism. Now we need to provide to ourselves. Now we need to show him his glory. Let's get into that track, I Do Love You, because it simplifies life.
Yo, Claire, you been there when I threw in the towel. And I know that you prayed me through every test and them trials. When people doubted and said we never make it as well. How I look at them same people like, look at us now. At times I feel I let you down cause we ain't walk down the aisle. You deserve it, you're more than worth it and you make me so proud. I remember the days with no heat, cable, a house phone. Just me, you, and Brittany asleep on a futon. You taught me to pray and God would make a way for the funds. And you knew how to stretch a buck and make a cake out of crumbs. We've been through so much in 6 years of marriage. God has been faithful and I'm grateful. We're still at it. The past before me, see none of that there mattered. You was made for me before your parents had parents. In the womb of my mother, God groomed me to love you. And I'll die so that you can live, baby. I didn't stutter. Come on.
Children, the ways of life. We need to understand each other and understand the true teachings. You know, a priest said to me one day, he goes, if people would understand the true teaching of church, okay, it would be 10 times better. You know, not understanding. We need to get it together for our children. And people say, you know, what kind of worship is due to the sacrament of the Eucharist? The worship due to the sacrament of the Eucharist, whether during the celebration of Mass or outside it, is the worship of Latera. That is the adoration given to God alone. The church guides with the greatest care host that have been consecrated. She brings them to the sick and to other peoples who find it impossible to participate at Mass. She also presents them to the solemn for adoration of the faithful, and she bears them in the process, in the processions. The church encourages the faithful to make frequent visits to adore the Blessed Sacrament received in the tabernacle. I have to tell you, during Lent time especially, I will go and adorate the body of Christ. He said to do this in remembrance of him. You know, people come across and they say these different things about the church, and they go on and on and on and on about the church. Well, I want to go get into a book. It's called Catholic and Christian, and it's an explanation of commonly misunderstood beliefs, Catholic beliefs. Have you been saved? Evangelical Protestants would sometimes ask a Catholic acquaintance, have you been saved? Many Catholics find this a puzzling question. This is the problem here, too. A lot of Catholics don't know their true faith, so they dismiss the faith, they dismiss the church, because they don't know the true meaning and the true understanding of the church. They haven't got catechized enough to understand it. Maybe it is we send our kids to confirmation too soon. Like, I have born-again friends, which I love so much. They say, well, I'm not getting my son baptized till he's older. Well, then what happens if your son passes away before he gets baptized? He's no longer, he's not in union with Christ yet. He's just not. That's a fact. That's a fact. When you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So you now have the Holy Spirit inside you. Catholics believe what Jesus instituted of the seven sacraments. There's holy orders, there's matrimony. Some people don't get to experience all seven. But most of us get the sacrament of penance, which is reconciliation. Of course, baptism. The Holy Eucharist, which is the Holy Communion. And confirmation. Confirmation, which seals the baptism. Eastern Rite Catholics may turn and baptize and do the confirmation right there at the beginning when the baby is born. Greek Orthodox give a little piece of the Eucharist to the baby as well. But remember one thing. You're on a journey now. Now you're a child of God. The devil wants you more and more. So I always say it. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Happy moments, you praise God. Difficult moments, you seek God. Quiet moments, you worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. No matter which way you look at it, you need to thank God. So he says in the book, he says, but on the other hand, the question seems to suggest that the person's salvation is a once and for all event that happens in a single moment than rather in a process or a race that continues throughout our lives. Ah, beautiful words, because it's true. It happens throughout your lives. I've had talks where people say, I'm saved. I've been saved. My brother, I'm going to give you a question. I am being saved. I ain't saved. I am being saved. I am only human. I happen to be a radio host who happens to work for my church, volunteer for my church, or volunteer for God as a lector and get the chance to speak the word of God and bring it to you through Christian hip-hop music as well as the truths of the church and let people understand the truths of the church. I will get into Proverbs chapter 18. Because today it was all on me and I just wanted to read it because it makes you understand how human we really are and how we need to understand that we have to come to a grace of God, and through confession is what gives you that grace of God. And people say to me, well, why should I have to go confess my sins to a priest? Go confess your mortal sins to a priest. Your venereal sins, you could sit at the pew and speak to Jesus. I confess my sins to Jesus every night. But there's sometimes things I do that are so knuckleheadish that I just want to go speak to a priest and humble myself with humility. So let me get into chapter Proverbs 18. In estrangement, one seeks pretext. With all persistence, he picks a quarrel. The fool takes no delight in understanding, but rather in displaying what he thinks. With wickedness comes contempt. And with disgrace comes scorn. The words from a man's mouth are deep waters, but the source of wisdom is a flowing brook. It is not good to be partial to the guilty, and so to reject a rightful claim. The fool's lips lead him into strife, and his mouth provokes a beating. The fool's mouth is his runes. His lips are a snare to his life. The words of a talebearer are like dainty morsels that sink in one's inmost being. the man who is slack in his work is his own brother to the man who is destructive. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The just man runs to it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. He fancies it a high wall. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility goes before honors. He who answers before he hears, his is the folly and the shame. A man's spirit sustains him in infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear? The mind of the intelligent gains knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift clears the way for him and gains him access to great men. The man who pleads his case first seems to be in the right. Then his opponent comes and puts him to the test. The lot puts an end to disputes and is decisive to the controversy between the mighty. A brother is a better defense than a strong city, and a friend is like the bars of a castle. From the fruit of his mouth, a man has his fill. With the yield of his lips, he sats himself. Death and life are the power of the tongue. Those who make it a friend shall eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds happiness. It is a favor he receives from the Lord. The poor man implores, but the rich man answers harshly. Some friends bring ruin on us, but a true friend is more loyal than a brother. Now, let's go to 18:10. It said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The just man runs to it and is safe. Let me explain that to you. Religion is a strong support and a sure refuge in the struggle of life. The rich foolishness rely on their own wealth for such a support. In other words, it's about me. It's about me. I can do it on my own. I make my own choices. When you realize that there's a God out there and that Jesus has a plan for you and you need to share in the cross to prove your love and show and see what you have, a personal relationship with God, that's more of what it's explaining. And then we'll go to 18:12, which says, behold his downfall, a man's heart is haughty, which means pride, but humility goes before honors. Compared the Savior's words, whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, but whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. It's amazing how you could read scripture and interpret it one way, but as Paul said, there are many witnesses in Timothy chapter 2 through the gospel that you need to entrust in and find trust in and learn from them. We have made mistakes as a church. I think an honest priest would tell you the same thing. Yes, we have. But we're a church of sinners. But we're a church of forgiving. We are the universal church. You all belong to the universal church. You were all baptized. Do you know for 15 centuries there was only one church? In the 16th century is when they started to divide. There are 20,000 different denominations today. 20,000. I got news for you. Newsflash. We're all brothers and sisters through baptism. I don't care if you're born again, Protestant, Methodist, whatever other denomination there is. And I get into the second reading, which is from the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 through 21, a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, and if God were appealing through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become righteousness of God in him. That says it all right there. This is Paul. This is coming out of the Bible. That the Lord gave the apostles, the Lord Jesus Christ gave the apostles the power to share the word. And they shared it with bishops, and bishops shared it with priests, and priests shared it with deacons, and it went so on and so forth. And there have been people that came across and changed a lot of things. But the bottom line is the personal relationship with Christ. We need to forget our petty differences. I am a proven fact that the body and blood of Christ can heal, but can also bring the devil out at you to try to get you back to fall to darkness. Because we're only human, as St. Paul always said, we're only human. It's like we have an angel and we have a devil that live inside of us. And which side and which way are we going to go? That's the question. And now I want to get into another track. My man, the preacher's kid. This is my man preaching the word. Always preaching the word through his music.
My bones feel like I'm lit in it. Probably top 10 on Satan's hit lit it in. I don't just preach this thing, man. I lit it in. Proclaim the gospel, that's why I spit it in. Help from asthma, the flow is too sitting in. Christ is coming in the world, don't get it in. Falling next to Satan, bottomless pit in it. They want me to stop, that's what they with it is. Middle name is faithful, won't never quit it. Jonah, three nights, belly up a fit in it. Jacob dislocated his head in it. Judas betrayed Jesus with the kid in it. Two and three in his name, he's in the middle of this. Stop playing, hell ain't worth the rid of this. It's like you spiritually split and you're rid of this.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Crucify Christ, so hard to kid it ill. Fiery darts blocked by my shitted ill. Hurt by holy blood that was spitted ill. This a holy war, what the did it ill? It's not a game, your soul is too ridded ill. Satan murdered, destroyers did it ill. Mr. Rapture, don't take the city ill. Some of y'all in church for the threaded ill. I'm here to make sure I do God's with it ill. I fall short, yeah, you bless me, did it ill. Blessed in the city, blessed in the fitted ill. Construction worker, kingdom bid it ill. Prayer warrior, Navy fitted ill. This is so full, better eat your minute ill. I'm a whale in the middle of a with it ill.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Gonna have to try to reach our youth somehow. And if it's gonna come through music, then it's just gonna come through music, because we need to really understand it and really understand where it's from. And I'm gonna give you true teachings. You see, the sacraments of healing. Why did Christ institute the sacraments of penance and of anointing of the sick. Christ, the physician of our soul and body, instituted these sacraments because the new life that he gives us in the sacraments of Christian initiation can be weakened or even lost because of sin. Therefore, Christ willed that his church shall continue his work of healing and salvation by means of two sacraments. These two sacraments are penance and reconciliation. The sacrament of penance and reconciliation. What is the name of this sacrament? It's called the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of forgiveness, the sacrament of confession, and the sacrament of conversion. Why is there a sacrament of reconciliation after baptism? Here's your answer. Listen to it and understand it before you pass judgment. Because when you're passing judgment, you're not speaking God's words. You're not speaking in God's words. The devil has a snare on you and you're judging the Catholic Church when you don't even know the true teachings of it. So let me explain. Why is there a sacrament of reconciliation after baptism? Since the new life of grace received in baptism does not abolish the weakness of human nature, nor the inclination to sin, that is, Christ instituted this sacrament for the conversion of baptism who have been separated from him by sin. When did he institute this sacrament? Here is your proof, and I will give it to you. The risen Lord instituted this sacrament on the evening of Easter when he showed himself to the apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." That is John 20, verses 22-23. Go in your Protestant Bible, your New American Bible, whatever Bible you want to go into, and that's where it is. The Catholic Church is an apostolic tradition. We take from the apostles and bring it with the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we try to bring it and retain it and bring it in. Now let's give another question before I go into these other questions here. You know, people say, you know, you think Christ is still living in the century where he just was risen? He's living in the same year we're living, friends. He's alive and well, watching every move you make. Staying with you, carrying you along, wants to give a better thing, you know. And I don't understand. People are telling me my mic's buzzing again. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Let me know when it stops. When did he institute? Do the baptized have the need of conversion? The call of Christ to conversion continues to resound in the lives of the baptized. Conversion is a continuing obligation for the whole church. She is holy, but includes sinners in her midst. What is the interior penance? It is the movement of a contrite heart. Psalm 51, verse 17. Drawn by the divine grace to respond to the merciful love of God. This entails sorrow and adorance of sins committed, a firm purpose not to sin again and in the future, and trust in the help of God. It is nourished by hope in the divine mercy. Next question. What forms does penance take in the Christian life? Penance can be expressed in many ways, in various ways, but above all in fasting, praying, and almsgiving. In other words, charity. These and many other forms of penance can be practiced in the daily life of a Christian, particularly during the time of Lent and on a penitential day of Friday. What are the essential elements of the sacraments of reconciliation? The essential elements are two: the acts of the penitent, who comes to the repentance through the action of the Holy Spirit, and the absolution of the priest who, in the name of Jesus. Listen, the priest who, in the name of Jesus, grants forgiveness and determines the ways of making satisfactory. Now, I have born-again friends, and I have other friends that go to different churches. When they have a problem, they go to the pastor. Pastor, I've made these mistakes. He's confessing his sins to the pastor. Basically, what it says in the Bible is to confess to another man. He's not confessing to a priest. Maybe does not believe the whole Catholic faith. Because I'm a Christian. Let's not forget it. But I'm a Catholic, I'm a universal preacher. will not stop preaching until I get to the truth. And the more I read, the more truth comes out of what I see and what I've seen in dictionaries and reading different things. Read it and see it and understand it. Maybe it was God's work of having 20 different denominations because people want to take some truth and then some people don't. See, when you get the gift of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to stand around and let people bash your faith. Not going to bash my church and get away with it. And this is not talking out of anger. I pray for you. I pray for you that you can find the truth. I pray for you that you will be able to see what I have seen. Okay? How the gospel of Jesus Christ was proclaimed and passed on. This comes out of that book, Catholic and Christian, explanation of commonly misunderstood Catholic beliefs. Taken out of, this is paraphrased, page 45. First of all, let's examine the development of the New Testament, but briefly recounting how the good news of Jesus Christ was first proclaimed, how it was passed on within the early Christian church, and how it has come down to us today. Imagine that you are a Jew on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem early in the 4th decade A.D., and on your weeks of offering sacrifice at the temple of the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, as you enter the city gates, you hear a commotion echoing down the narrow streets. Curiously, you push your way over, gathering through the crowd, and you find a small group of men and women shouting excitingly from the balcony, overlooking the streets. Now, dressed plainly as a Galilean hill folk, they appear to be speaking fluently in a number of languages because people from many lands seem to be understanding them. Back to the universal. Catholic faith is made up of more different backgrounds of people than any other denomination in the world. Moving closer, you hear them speaking in their own native tongue. A rough-looking bearded man among them comes forward and speaks to the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who are in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. The speaker, of course, was the Apostle Peter, the first pope. And then the commotion on the street followed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. We believe Holy Spirit does a major outpouring on that day of Pentecost. The good news of Jesus' death and resurrection was being proclaimed boldly in public for the first time. With the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the Church of Jesus Christ was empowered to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. I'm going to go on a little more, and I want to read this to you. This passing on of good news of Christ, of Jesus, by the word of mouth is called oral tradition. Tradition is not always highly regarded today, but the term simply means something that is handed over, passed on. Go in a dictionary, read it, or transmitted from one person or group to another. The original Greek word for tradition was paradosis, is the term that the Apostle Paul used to explain how he had received the gospel of Jesus. 1 Corinthians verse 15, 3 and 4. For I handed on to you as the first importance of what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance to the Scriptures. We're just keeping on tradition from the apostles. 12 men that were picked, and of course one that betrayed. As of today, we have betrayers that are in every church, not only the Catholic Church. But get it straight, Michael Anthony Oliver is a soldier of Christ, and I am a Christian who happens to believe in the Holy Catholic faith. Apostolic. Union. We need to liven it up. So what I want to do now is get into another track. This is from my man Chris. This is called Transparent. And this will make you understand how we can all change for the better and make it through another day. We're trying not to sin too much.
I'm coming to go, Adam, and tell the policeman everybody said, everyone. real, recognize real. And I'ma be for real, cause that's all I can be, and be what God called me to be. Let's go. Yeah. First of all, I'ma handle my business while I spit this. See, I'm surrounded and watched by a cloud of witnesses. My intentions to glorify God and not my conditions. I don't rap cause the church didn't offer me a position. Not ordained as a minister, but I minister wisdom based on the things I've been through that seem to be cataclysmic. This vision was given unto me by the Holy Spirit. My life matches up with my lines, no contradictions. The things that the Lord has spoken is prophecy, not prediction. I was a man of God, bagging dimes up inside my kitchen. God was saying that I'ma get glory up out of this kid. Could anything good come out of the south side of Queens? Back blocks, black blocks, crack rocks and thieves. A motto they left to follow was follow after the cream. If you ain't hustled, then trust me, they suck you with who dreams. But the truth glitters and gleams like fitted in new jeans.
I swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause more damage.
I solemnly swear to be transparent. I don't need your money, Jesus will feed us. We can never be savage,
I swear. Here they go, they always talking about Jesus, but they only call on his name when they kids got a fever. God is more than the Bible, anybody could teach us what he wants to relate with us from creator to creature. How can you say you know a person just from reading their biography? Impossible, the Pharisees were told it was hypocrisy. Part of me, God in me is trying to build a dynasty. My relationship, it overrules the world. Authority, guilty for my sins, eternal burning to the third degree. But he made me innocent when time was in eternity. The devil had a plan, but we know he's a deceiver. Had me running on a route to catch bullets like wide receivers. I refuse to be a Moses, see the land, but never going through the storm. I'm keeping focus, taking back all of the things that were devoured by the locusts. In the spirit, I took notice. I was hope for all the hopeless. Out of millions, I was chosen.
I swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause more damage.
I solemnly swear to be transparent. I don't need your money, Jesus to feed us. We can never be savage.
I swear, carry his cross to a hill where he fell stumbling. Something out of his mouth, only blood he was not mumbling. Despising the shame, he carried the same cross. His main objective and purpose was seek and save all the lost. At the cost of his own life, he blew out his own lights. A priest and a king, but more so the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus did what a man wouldn't do for a high price. Soldiers couldn't disguise for his garments, they were dice. I'm focused on his afflictions, cause with it came my redemption. Healing was in the wounds of the Savior for my deliverance. Nailed to a bloody cross, he asked God the Father forgive them. They don't know what they doing, they dealing with man's wisdom. Gasped for his last breath, he spoke and said it was finished. Rose on the third day with all glory, power, and dominion. He came that we'd have life, not church, so make a decision. It ain't about what you say out your mouth, but it's how you live.
I swear to be transparent, cause if they can't see through me, they can't see who you be.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, cause the anointing will flow on me like the garments of Aaron.
I solemnly swear to be transparent, because the kingdom of God is in me. I can cause more damage.
I swear to be transparent. I don't need your money, Jesus to feed us. We can never be savage.
I swear. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22 says, to all men I've become all things, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the sake of the gospel. The book of Revelation declares that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So the only way that you yourself can overcome is if you share your testimony. And then that person's testimony will help them overcome. And by the blood of Christ we can all be overcomers. So it's in our best interest just to be transparent.
Wow. See, we are only human. And this just goes perfect with the next reading. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke 15 verses 1 and 3 and then 11 through 32. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. Now, after a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance of life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in a dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am dying from hunger. I shall get up, go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as if you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. Now while he was still on the long way off, he caught his father's sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. He said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with their feast. Because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered a fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" Powerful, powerful gospel. Powerful gospel that we know that we are lost and we can now be found. We can be lost and we can now be found. We will get into another track, and then I'm going to come back with a sermon and probably end the show. We're going to see how it works. We'll see how it goes. We're going to go into Chris Livett, because this just gets me into a hip-hop vibe, a New York vibe. Brings me back to the olden days of a new style.
You can really sense the vibe.
Yeah, New York City.
You don't mind, let the whole world know.
Stand up.
But you really don't have to tell it.
Five boroughs.
You can really the whole
Queens.
World.
Get it poppin' like something that you ain't never heard. And that's my every word. I live off his every word. I'm spittin' every verb for those human heavy birds. Puffin' that heavy herb. The battle of Gettysburg. They despising the cross and idolizing the Porsche without realizing, of course, how many lives did it cost. And I see the compassion of my Jesus in action. He showed me a baby but didn't show me the contractions. It's affirmative action and let it burn with a passion. I'm quick to listen but to speak I'm as slow as my last. And my frozen bananas is hydro in them glasses. Used to roll with the ratchet and now I roll with the master. My life before Christ, chill, a total disaster. I was preordained, man, just check out the chapters. Romans 8, 29 is totally massive. But 28 is my check and I already cashed it.
Oh,
Rex jeans and got a New Jersey like Newark. Follow me down to the streets, somewhere in the church. Think they out of our reach. The shepherd leads, but the sheep get sheep. My prayers God speak to my spirit and direct my feet. I don't preach, but he's prepared me with the gospel of peace. And I'll teach from Finland to Far Rockaway Beach. Saved from hell, saved by the bell like that Morrison Screech. The chain can only be broken through one weak link. 7 days without prayer really makes 1 week capiche. Information was missing. When he gave us his word, he made it a blade of precision. It was based on his wisdom, not the sensationalism. Every sentence I mentioned, heavily laced in repentance. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, they do things that seem to amaze you. But God knew way before they do. We're the salt of the earth, but most of us want to be basil. He wants to marry us, but you want the Father to date you. Self-examination, we're self-contaminated with self-infatuation and self-congratulations. Mortified and deeds in the flesh on a daily basis. My medication is meditation and adoration. Through conversation with God, I'm building a strong relation. Preachers are falling off due to a lack of application. This is an entertainment, a part of a strange arrangement. No introduction, cause me and Jesus is well acquainted.
I'm telling you, loving the hip-hop that I play on this show, loving learning every week and getting more knowledge because I am constantly being saved. Maybe I haven't been saved yet, but I'm learning and I'm going with the flow and learning that I am only human and that I will make mistakes, but I need to stay away from temptation. And prayer is important. Praying is good. But prayer is important, prayer that has been dated back centuries and centuries ago. So you say the passion of Christ strengthen me under the pressure of temptation, strengthen me when principle is at stake, strengthen me to do your will, my God, strengthen me in moments of suffering, in times of loneliness, in periods of depression, strengthen me that I may never swerve from you, dear Christ, nor weaken through human respect. Through a desire to be popular, through the hope of social distinction. Strengthen me to accept my cross and carry it generously to the end on the battlefield of life. Stand by me that I may never prove a traitor in the ranks. Stand by me that I may not be dazzled and by the glittering glow of the enemy camp. If the devil was to come to you with horns and a red and fire, and you run like heck. That's not how he comes. He comes beautiful, good looking, in a form of a woman maybe, in a form of a boss, in a form of something, and tries to lure you back to the dark side. We as Christians need to come together and teach our children as we were taught from our churches. Me being Catholic, I was taught from my churches, but I took it a step further. I not only went to Mass, I got the catechism of the Catholic Church. The catechism means information. We back up everything we believe in. The real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. What do we believe? And this is from Father John Harden. And he took something out of the old Coptic. And it's pretty amazing to me. This is a prayer in the Coptic liturgy that I think perfectly answers the first question we are asking. What do I believe when I believe in the real presence? The prayer go as follows. A little long, but worth it. I believe and I will confess in my last breath that this is the living bread which your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady and the Queen of Mankind, the Holy Sinless Virgin Mother, Mother of God. He made it one with his Godhead without confusion or change. He witnessed it before Pontius Pilate and was on his own free will condemned in our place to the Holy Tree. Truly, I believe that his Godhead was not separated from his manhood for a moment, not even for a twinkle of an eye. He gave his body for remission of sins and for eternal life to those who partake in this body. I believe that this is the very truth, that the body, amen. This is your faith and mine. This is from Coptic Christians. Coptic Christians. Says I'm vibing a little bit. Maybe it's time for a new mic. Who knows? But show is coming to an end. I want to say God bless to everybody and let everyone understand that we are not perfect. You are not perfect. I am not perfect. But I will be guided by the Holy Spirit to teach truth and to invite people back to the Universal Church of Christ, which is the Catholic Church. We need it. We need to come together, the Universal Church of Christ. You may have had a problem with a priest or someone else in the church or a parishioner. This is our own fault as well. I am not sitting here boasting about my church. We are a church full of sinners, but the Protestant churches are full of sinners too, and the born-again churches are full of sinners too. And you could see a priest, if there's a priest out there driving a nice car, then shame on him if he is taking money from the church and buying himself a car. But you don't see it in the paper when the man is somewhere, and I won't say where, driving his Bentley, and he's a pastor of another denominational church, and he's driving a Bentley which costs $250,000. Where'd he get that money from? But no one says nothing there. We need to examine our consciences first and then go to confession. Confession helps heal. It brings the glory of God back into your heart. You may sin again, but more times with a contrite heart and a sincere heart, it will leave you. It will leave you. I battle demons every day of my life. I am not perfect, nor will I ever be perfect. Only Jesus was perfect in his death, in his living. And he's building the palace that we call heaven, which is pure happiness. And then there is hell, which is pure separation from God. God doesn't send no one to hell. You only go to hell if you want to. So I want to leave on this note. We're going to get into my man, the preacher's kid. I love everyone tonight. A little under the weather today, but I had to come out and preach God's word. And this is from PK. You can't stop me. God bless you, all of you. Have a very good night. We are out. Love you.
I'm in the library with 66 books. I got a song and I got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 looks. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters, 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare, keep your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. Preach the risen savior on all blocks. Like the pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch your spirit, man, and change your door locks. My Bible clock when I hear the door knock. Preach Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party, fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks in front of your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you
me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar. Bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born-again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no eyes. Crucify Christ, but